This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back here on Sports Talk. Steve Geller with Charlie Long. Welcoming in now J.C. Allen to our trip around the NFC South. We close things out with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. J.C. is the Tampa Bay reporter for Bucs Game Day, also host of the sick podcast Pirate Parlay. J.C., appreciate the time. How you been doing, man?
I've actually been doing great. We had just one of the Bucs crews with a bunch of players and legends and current guys, and I just finished up coaching my son's football practice, so we're doing great.
Awesome. Glad to hear things are going well by you. And, man, I got to say, one of the more impressive signings I've seen this offseason right now, Chris Godwin, you know, agreeing to that three-year deal with the Buccaneers and a very team-friendly contract.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, this is with the writing on the wall. Anyone who's really kind of followed Chris's career closely with the Bucs knows that, you know, he it's not just about the money. It's never been about the money. He loves Tampa. He's established himself down here. He's got a charity down here. Him and his wife just had a baby down here. It's kind of funny. A couple of years ago, his wife was doing like an AMA on Ask Me Anything on Twitter or Instagram. And one of them asked if they ever moved to a colder climate. And she was like, "We're never leaving." So the tea was on, you know, the tea leaves were there that, you know, it was going to come down to what it was going to cost. And obviously him coming back from, you know, trying to work his way back from another injury after having a season-ending injury already kind of put some barriers there in the beginning, kind of what's the worth. And then obviously he got to free agency, and there were plenty of suitors, or the NFL tampering period part of it, including the Patriots, who were about to offer him $20 to $30 million more. And, you know, I figured he'd stay, take a team discount. You saw Baker did it. You saw Mike did it. You know, Tristan and Antoine Winfield didn't do it, but they've kind of – they're all pros, so it makes a little bit sense. But, yeah, it is a great deal for the Buccaneers. Gives them a lot of flexibility and, you know, gives them a chance to have another one of their guys like Levante, Will Golston, Mike Evans, you know, finish their career as a Buccaneer.
I'm glad you mentioned Levante. That's where I wanted to go next. The one-year, $10 million extension for the ageless wonder heading into year 14 with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And just what he accomplished this past season, played all 17 games, 122 tackles, 5.5 sacks, which at the ripe age of 35 is the second most he's ever had in a single season. Mm. That had to be a priority, bringing him back for another season.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's the Buccaneers, when they go through their draft evaluation, they've got a silhouette, a dark silhouette of a player. And the words next to it are, "I am that man." And above it are all the qualities that they look for: leadership, the intangibles, the pursuit of greatness, the humility, the humbleness, all those things that make, obviously the talent, right? That's first worth. But all those attributes that make up Levante David. And that's who they model their whole draft process after, is finding, always looking for the next Levante David. And I think they've done pretty well in the last couple of drafts finding guys who fit that mold. And having him back, it just does so much because he's the heart and soul of that defense. He sets a tempo on that team. He doesn't need to talk, but just the way he leads speaks volumes. And having him back, he's, you know, and again, he took some time to think about it. He wasn't the same player he's been in coverage in the past. They did utilize him in the pass rush, as you mentioned, a lot more, and try to get other people into those roles or help in those roles. But he's still a dominant. If you think Levante David has slowed down to the point where he can't be an effective and above-average starter, just go back into the playoffs where he chased down Jaden Daniels and dropped him at the line of scrimmage. That will tell you everything you need to know about Levante David and his ability to play at a high level at this age.
Another potential scary addition to this Bucs squad, too. I know Saints fans aren't going to be happy about the Hassan Reddick addition to this pass rusher. Just what are the Bucs expecting out of him? I know it was really an off year, odd for him with that holdout, and didn't really come back and wasn't the same player a year ago. But I'm sure going into this year, what was it, a one-year, $14 million deal getting from the Bucs?
Yeah, $12 million guaranteed. He's peed off, I'll tell you that much right now, about how everything he thought he did everything right with the Eagles, obviously after having a successful time with the Carolina Panthers, and thought that he deserved a contract extension, and the Eagles didn't think so, and so they moved him to the Jets, and the Jets, you know, he thought that was going to happen with the Jets, and then they released one of their edge rushers and traded him, I think, to the Broncos or something, and his responsibilities got even bigger on the team, and so he held out. But he's extremely upset with the way last season played out for him, especially after seeing the numbers of this year, some of the money these guys are getting who are less proven. I mean, he has had double-digit sacks the last 4 years outside of last year. And he's reuniting with Larry Foote, who coached him in Dallas, I mean, in Arizona, and, you know, is someone who knows how to get the most out of him. And he's really excited to get that reunion back. And, you know, he's also going to have someone like Yaya Diaby to play across from him, who Diaby was top 10 in the league in pressure win rate. Not in sacks, those took a hit, but there was really no one on the other side teams had to prepare for. So they were using a tight end to chip and a running back to chip, you know, and kind of slow down his pass rush plan. And team just knew, you know, we got to get the ball out quick. With Hassan Reddick on the other side, it opens things up on the defense. Not only for Todd Bowles to be more creative, because Hassan can also drop in coverage. He's capable of doing that and also, you know, playing the run. But he's one of these premier, if he's the same guy and can get back to that level, he's one of these premier elite edge rushers that can really dictate games, and it opens everything else up for everybody else. So it's a low risk, high reward, you know. You're paying a guy who's got production that speaks in the league to $14 million deal, only 12 of it's guaranteed, and if it works out, then they've got themselves in a good predicament. They're still going to add to it through the draft, I'm sure, but they've put themselves in a good scenario, so when the draft does come around, they're not pigeonholed into using that first-round pick on an edge rusher.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to bring up with you, JC. I love talking about the draft now that kind of free agency is getting underway. Oh, yeah. We kind of see how teams are starting to fill up their holes with those veteran players. But now that you've seen some of these players re-signed and then also Hassan Reddick brought in, you know, kind of what are your top needs for the Buccaneers in the 2025 draft? Because, you know, picking 19 overall, we've praised Jason Light endlessly on this show mm-hmm. about the job that he's done in bringing in elite players through the draft. He does it seemingly every single year. Just want to get your thoughts on what kind of positional needs the Buccaneers have this upcoming season.
Yeah, well, they solved another big one in free agency by locking up Ben Bredesen, too, which looked at first at glance like a kind of a bigger deal than what was expected for him, $7.5 million. Then you saw the deal Aaron Banks got and Tim Moore and some of these other offensive linemen got, and it seemed really valuable for the Bucs at that point. So left guard's not going to be a need for them. They could still use a backup center, obviously, with Robert Hainsey moving over to the Jacksonville Jaguars, not really having a guy capable on the roster, and depth, swing tackle. I think that's on offense. You're probably looking at wide receiver 4, maybe an upgrade to tight end 2, a backup center, and maybe a swing tackle and a backup guard. You can kind of look at those. But on offense, you don't have any high-pressing needs for starters because they're bringing all the starters back. So it's going to be the defensive side where their majority of the picks can go. And, you know, in the first round, I wouldn't rule out linebacker like Jahan Campbell. I wouldn't rule out an edge rusher still like a Donovan Aruzawike from Boston College or James Pierce Jr. From Tennessee or something like that. They could also go for cornerback or safety, Malachi Starks, Jahdae Brown, Shannon Ravel. Any one of those guys would be good fits as well for them. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do because they set themselves up where they can kind of go BPA and take one of those guys and maybe come back in the second or third round. Guys like Chris Paul, Jeffrey Bosa, Carson Schwechtlinger at linebacker. If they don't go with a Campbell in the first round, they can really kind of set themselves up the way they want throughout the draft and the board. Backup defensive tackle, line. You know, they've got starters penciled in everywhere. It's about getting better and building quality depth because that's what killed the Bucs defense last year was they didn't have the quality depth behind the starters. So when the starters went down, you're playing practice squad guys. You're playing college free, undrafted free agents, guys who are seventh-round picks at cornerback and at linebacker, and it really kind of hurt and hindered this team. So getting quality depth and backup players that can step in and maybe – you not go from like your A player to your D player, but now you're going from an A to a C or an A to hopefully a B player coming in. So those are going to be the majority of what they focus on in the draft is that cornerback room, safety room, edge, inside linebacker, defensive tackle. And if there's value on offense, that makes sense. And again, they're still going to address some of those needs throughout free agency. You know, that will kind of dictate the way they go. I wouldn't be surprised to see them entertain trading back from 19 as well if one of those premier guys aren't there. They want to accumulate some picks and kind of flood certain positions in the draft, double up on them to really build up that solid depth.
The South chasing those Buccaneers. Tampa Bay's won the division 4 consecutive seasons now. J.C. Allen, thanks so much for the time for joining us and breaking it all down.
Absolutely. Anytime, guys. Always fun.
Thanks you, JC. Man. J.C. Allen, Tampa Bay reporter for Bucs Game Day, also host of the Sick Podcast, Pirate Parlay, joining us there, helping us break down those Buccaneers.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.